然后今天的信息它的题目是在迫害里的顺服。
The message today is obedience in the midst of persecution.
是但以理书第三章第一节到第三十节。
It is from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 30.
我请雅茹姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We're going to ask Anne to come and read the scripture.
只是用中文读，那么你看英文的话，你跟着一起看。
So it's only going to be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
但以理书第三章第一节，尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高60轴，宽6轴，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、涅斯、凡斯、摩士、法官和各省的官员都招了来，为尼布甲尼斯贾尼塞王所立的像行开光之礼。于是总督、钦差、巡抚、涅斯、凡斯、摩士、法官和各省的官员都聚集来了，要为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼，就站在尼布甲尼撒王所立的像前。那时传令的大声呼叫说，各方各国各族的人啊，有令传于你们，你们一听见脚笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。因此各方各国各族的人民一听见脚笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。那时有几个加勒底人进来控告犹大人，他们对尼布甲尼撒王说，愿王万岁，王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见脚笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器声音的，都当俯伏敬拜金像，凡不俯伏敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。现在有几个犹大人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥，王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒冲冲大怒，吩咐人把沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥带过来。他们就把那些人带到王面前。尼布甲尼撒问他们说，沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？你们在听见脚笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以，若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中，有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不必回答你，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，即或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填胸，向沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常更加7倍，又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。这三人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服，被捆起来扔在烈火的窑中。因为王命紧急，窑又甚热，那台沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死。沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥这三个人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，急忙起来对摩士说，我们捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？他们回答王说，王是。王说，看哪， 我见有四人并没有捆绑在火中游行，也没有受伤，那第四个相貌好像神子。于是尼布甲尼撒就进烈火窑门说，至高神的仆人沙德拉米撒亚伯尼哥出来上这里来。沙德拉米撒亚伯尼哥就从火中出来了，那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。尼布甲尼撒说，沙德拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。现在我降旨，无论何方何国何族的人谤堵沙德拉米撒亚伯尼哥之神，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。那时王在巴比伦省升高了沙德拉米撒亚伯尼哥。
那么以世上不少国家的基督徒来相比的话，
In comparison with quite a few of the countries in the world，
美国的基督徒在信仰上所面对的那种迫害不大。
The persecution that Christians in America suffered is not much。
那么这些国家的基督徒必须要承受外来的迫害。
The other Christians in the other country have received quite a bit of persecution.
被人藐视。
They are ignored by others.
失去了工作和社会的地位。
They lost their social and professional position.
被关在监牢里。
They were locked up in prison.
那么甚至失去他们的生命。
And even lost their life.
那么基督徒在美国所受的迫害还没有到这个地步。
The persecution that Christians received in this country has not reached that point.
那么这种情况是否是永久的呢？没有人知道。
But is this condition going to persist? Well, nobody knows.
在2015年在肯塔基有一位基督徒因为不发这个婚姻执照给一对同性恋的夫妻。
In 2015 in the state of Kentucky, there is a man who refused to issue a marriage license to a homosexual couple.
然后他被告，然后被关在监牢里面。
She was sued and she was put in prison.
然后这位基督徒 Kim Davis 持守着自己的信仰。
This Christian Kim Davis insist on her belief.
然后宁愿被关在监牢里面。
She would rather be put in prison.
也不愿意违反这个圣经的教导。
Instead of going back on the teaching of the Bible.
然后基督徒被迫害不是新的。
Persecution of Christians is not new.
然后自从这个初期教会开始之后。
Since the beginning of the early church,
基督徒面对各种各样的迫害。
Christians face different kinds of persecution.
然后在教会的历史里面。
And in the history of the church,
有不少的基督徒因着自己的信仰。
Quite a few Christians because of their belief.
他们顺服神，而且牺牲了自己的生命。
They obeyed God and was martyred.
我们还没有因着这个信仰而受到这种迫害。
We have not yet received this kind of persecution because of our belief.
但是没有人知道。
But nobody knows.
那可能有一天我们必须要面对这种迫害。
Maybe one day we will face this kind of persecution.
那如果这种迫害真的到来的话，我们应当做好什么准备？
So if this kind of persecution really will reach us one day, How should we get prepared for it?
那么刚才我们所看那张经文谈到但以理三个朋友。
The biblical chapter that we read just now talk about Daniel's three friends.
沙德拉、米撒还有这个亚伯尼哥。
is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
然后谈到他们在尼布甲尼撒王面前怎样持守着他们的信仰。
It describes how in front of the king Nebuchadnezzar, they insist on their belief.
然后他们在王面前坚持他们所信的。
And they insist on what they believe before the king.
然后就算牺牲自己的生命。
To the point where their life is, would be lost.
他们也愿意。
They are willing.
因为他们相信神必会保守他们。
Because they believe that God will protect them.
然后但以理这三位朋友撒德拉、米撒还有亚伯尼哥所做的是我们应当学习的一个榜样。
What these three friends of Daniel does, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, can be an example.
那么从但以理为王解梦到这个王见这个金像。
So from the point where Daniel explained the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar until he built this golden statue.
一共有16年的时间。
Has lapsed 16 years.
那么就在这段时间里面，尼布甲尼撒王没有看到巴比伦王国灭亡。
So within this 16 years, King Nebuchadnezzar did not see the destruction of his kingdom.
那为了把这个国家联合起来
，in order to unite the whole kingdom.
并且巩固自己的权力
，and to also strengthen his power.
那么他在巴比伦省杜拉平原建立了一个高60丈的金像。
So in this prairie land, he built this huge.Golden statue of himself.
然后当王把这个金像建立好之后
，And after he had finished building the statue,
那么根据第二节所说
，In verse 2 it says,
尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、监差、巡抚还有这个尼斯藩司、某事、法官和各省的。官员都招来为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼。
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent word to assemble the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
这不是一个简单的开光典礼。
This is not just a simple dedication.
而是一个非常隆重的一个仪式。
It is a very royal event.
然后看起来有很多人来参加。
And looks like there is a lot of people who will come before them.
所有来参加的人必须要听从那个王的命令。
All who will come to the assembly must listen to the king's edict.
不然的话就会被扔在这个火窑里面。
If not, they will be thrown inside the fire.
因为第四、第六节说，那时传令的大声呼叫说，各方、各国、各族的人呐，有令传于你们，你们一听见角、笛、琵琶、琴、篦、笙和各样乐器的声音，就当匍匐敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像，凡不匍匐敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
In Daniel chapter 3, verse 4 to 6, it says, Then the herald loudly proclaimed, To you the command is given, O peoples, nations, and men of every language, that at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre,Trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. But whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
那被邀请的人，他们只有两个选择。
So those who were invited, they only have two choices.
然后第一就是遵守王的命令。
One is to obey the king's order.
匍匐敬拜王所立的这个金像。
To bow down and worship this golden statue.
第二就是不听从王的命令。
The second choice is they disobey his edict.
被扔在这个火窑里。
And to be thrown into the furnace of fire.
然后选择遵守王的命令。
chose to obey the king's edict,
啊，就能够保住自己的生命，
will save their own life.
啊，如果不遵守王的命令的话，命就没了。
But if they disobey, then they will lose their life.
啊，这个是生和死的问题。
So this is life and death situation.
啊，一个很重要的一个决定。
It is a very important decision.
然后这个聚会不只有这个政治的目的。
So this assembly not only have political purpose.
啊，也牵涉到人们他们的信仰。
It also involves people's belief.That religion.
刚才我们看这个但以理书第三章的时候
So as we read chapter 3 of Daniel
然后敬拜这两个字出现了11次
The word worship appeared 11 times
那么可见这章经文是谈到这个信仰的问题
So you can see this whole chapter is talking about worship
然后美国目前是一个宗教信仰自由的一个国家
America up till this point is still a religious country.
然后事实上也有好多的国家好像美国一样。
There are other countries in the world just like America.
啊，人民仍然还有这个宗教信仰的自由。
The people still have freedom in religion.
啊，但是世界上也有一些国家没有这个宗教信仰的自由。
But there are other countries in the world that have lost religious freedom.
啊、特别是一些回教国家还有这个共产的国家
especially countries in the Islamic religion and communism
我的国家马来西亚、是一个例子
my country Malaysia is an example、
啊、虽然国家的宪法说有宗教自由、
even though the constitution say there is religious freedom、
啊、但是马来民族只有一个选择
But Malay only has one choice.
啊，他们必须要信奉这个伊斯兰教。
They must believe in Islam.
啊，一个生下来的马来人，他必须要成为这个穆斯林。
So one who is born there must become a Muslim.
啊，没有任何的选择。
There's no choice.
那如果一个马来人去选择信仰其他的宗教？
If a Malaysian chose to believe in other religion,
那么他将会面对这个宗教法庭和家人的这个迫害。
Then he's going to have to face the Sharia law and also the persecution from his own family.
所以在这个开光的典礼里面，尼布加尼撒王邀请了不少的人。
So in this dedication ceremony, King Nebuchadnezzar has invited quite a few people.
所以在这些人当中但以理三位朋友、就是这个沙德拉米萨还有亚波尼哥
So among those who invited are the three friends of Daniel Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego
我们都知道他们是信奉耶和华的人
We know that they believe in Jehovah、
啊、从小就学习到这个十诫的诫命
From a young age on, they have learned the Ten Commandments.
啊，比如说啊，这个十诫里面其中的一些诫命。
For example, this is one of the Ten Commandments.
我是耶和华神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下水中的白物。
You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华神是祭邪的神。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父继子，直到三四代。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me.
爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
所以沙德拉、米萨跟亚波尼嘎 尼哥知道他们所相信的。
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego know what they believe.
他们知道只有一位真神。
They know there is only one true God.
除了这位神，不可以敬拜那些偶像。
And you cannot worship other idols beside this true God.
那所谓偶像，不只是有形体的那些形象。
So idolatry not only involves those who has form and shape.
也包括那些所有代替神的东西。
It includes everything that takes the place of God.
而就如这节经文一句说，凡乎上天下地和地底下水中的百物。
Just like this scripture said, it's any likeness of what is in the water, in the sea, and in the sea, and in the air.
那从今天的情况来看的话，
Also, from looking at today's situation,
一切的东西包括金钱、电影、明星或者球星。
Everything, including the movie stars or the sports stars,
和等等的东西。
Or everything else,
都可以成为我们心中的偶像。
Can become the idol in our hearts.
那么，当这些东西成为我们心中的偶像的时候。
So as these things become the idols of our hearts,
必会影响到我们的信仰
will influence our belief.
那么使到我们对神不忠
and it will cause unfaithfulness towards our God.
所以在这个开光典礼里面
So in this dedication ceremony,
那么所有的人都匍匐在这个金像的面前来敬拜这个金像
Everyone fall and worship this golden statue.
只有三个人没有匍匐在这个镜像的面前敬拜。
Except three.
这三个人就是沙德拉、米撒还有亚波尼哥。
These three are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
如果有人没有匍匐敬拜的话，很容易被发现。
So if you don't bend and worship, you can be spotted right away.
因为所有的人都匍匐在地上。
Because everybody else have fall and bow down.
那么根据第八节所说，那时有几个加勒底人进前来控告犹太人。
Here it says in verse 8, For this reason, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought charges against the Jews.
而犹太人就是指沙德拉、米撒还有亚波尼哥。
The Jews is referring to Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
所以这些加勒底人就把这件事情告诉尼布甲尼撒王。
So these Chaldeans came and told King Nebuchadnezzar.
他说：“王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见角笛、琵琶、琴、篦、笙和各样乐器声音的，都当匍匐敬拜金像；凡不匍匐敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。”
And so they said, You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, trigon, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, is to fall down and worship the golden image. But whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
现在有几个犹太人就是王所派管理巴比伦审务的沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜所立的金像。
There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, has disregarded you, but they do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up.
然后王听了就大发念怒。
So after the king heard it, he was outraged.
然后就吩咐人把他们叫来。
So they were called.
王没有立刻把他们扔在这个火窑里面。
The king did not throw them into the furnace right away.
王还说，当音响吹响的时候，你们匍匐敬拜我造的金像，你们就不会扔在这个火窑里面。
So he told them, when the instrument sound, if you fall and worship the golden image, then you will not be thrown into the furnace.
所以王给他们机会，可能是因为他们是但以理的朋友。
So the king gave him another chance, maybe because they are the friends of Daniel.
因为但以理曾经为王解梦，王给他后来赏赐。
Because Daniel had once explained the dreams to the king, and the king has given him rewards.
那王除了给他们一个机会，还问了他们一个问题。
So besides giving them a chance, he also asked them a question.
若不敬拜必立时扔在烈火的牢中，有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？
But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can deliver you out of my hands?
所以王所问的问题显示他好像神一样。
So in the way he asked his questions, the king is thinking he's almost like a god.
没有任何的神比他更伟大。
There is no other god that is bigger than he is.
因为这三位犹太人撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，他们知道他们所相信的。
Because these Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, know what they are, who they have believed.
而就如保罗在提摩太后书第一章第十二节所说。
Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12,
为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
所以他们就对王说
So they told the king,
尼布甲尼撒啊，这件事我们不必回答你。
O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king.
请注意这句。
Please focus this following sentence.
既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve you, to serve your gods.Or worship the golden image that you have set up.
可见他们对神的信心是何等的大。
You can see how great their faith in God is.
他们相信神会拯救他们。
They believe that God will deliver them.
就算神不拯救他们。
And even if God doesn't.
他们说我们也不会侍奉你的神。
They said we will not serve you or your gods.
敬拜你所立的金像。
To worship this golden image.
所以撒德拉、米撒还有亚波尼哥所做的是我们值得我们所学习的榜样。
So what Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego did can be our example.
我见过一些对神很有信心的弟兄姐妹。
I have seen some brothers and sisters who have great faith in God.
特别是那些面对这个绝症的人。
Especially those who faces fatal illness.
虽然他们知道自己的生命将要结束。
Even though they know that life is coming to an end soon.
他们对神很有信心。
They have faith in God.
如果神医治的话，是一件好事。
If God heals, then it's okay, it's fine, it's good.
然后如果神不医治的话，也无所谓。
And even if God doesn't heal,It is okay.
因为他们知道神将会为他们预备一个更美的一个地方。
Because they believe and they know that God will prepare a better place for them.
然后希伯来书第十一章谈到一系列的这个信心伟人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about a whole list of people of great faith.
然后这些人对神有很大的信心。
These people all have great faith in God.
希伯来书第十一章第三节说
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13,
我这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的， 却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己是在世上客旅，是寄居的。
All these die in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
那么在36节到38节描述到这些信心伟人所面对的那种处境。
And so from verse 36 through 38, describe the persecution these men and women of faith faced.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，正是世界不配有的人。
And others experience mockings and scourgings. Yes, any chains, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却乃未得着所应许的，因为神给他们为我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised.Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
所以虽然面对的极大的困难，
So even though they face great difficulty,
但他们知道神为他们所预备了更美好的事情。
They knew that God had prepared for them even better things.
而对神有信心的人不会把这个世界这个暂时的世界看为好像自己的家一样。
So those who have great faith in God would not look upon this world as their own home.
那么他们在世上只不过是一个客旅。
They were only here as a visitor.
因为不久他们又就要到那个永恒的家乡去。
Because in time they will be going to the better home.
所以在哥林多后书第四章保罗这么说。
So in 2 Corinthians Paul said,
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们这自战只自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For a momentary light affliction is producing for us eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
那么但以理书第三章十八节所说那一句。
So here in verse 18 of Daniel 3.
既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
啊，这个是撒德拉、米撒跟亚伯尼哥对神那种信心。
And this is the faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had towards God.
啊，他们知道，如果尼布加尼撒王把他们扔在这个火窑里面
，They know that if the king throw them into the furnace，
他们知道神将会给他们预备那个永恒的家乡。
They know that God had prepared for them an eternal home.
然后有一天可能我们要遇到这种迫害，我们不知道。
One day we may face this kind of persecution. We don't know.
我们应当存着这种信心，相信神会为我们预备。
We must have faith in God, knowing, trusting that God will prepare.
所以当沙特拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥告诉王说
So when Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego told the king,
他们不会听王的命令
that they would not obey, his decree.
所以王就大发烈怒
So he was even more outraged.
所以根据19节、20节所说
So according to verse 19 and 20,
那么当时尼布甲尼撒王怒气天凶，向沙特拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑火烧热，比寻常更加气悲。
Then, Nebuchadnezzar was filled with wrath, and his facial expression was altered toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He answered by giving orders to heat the furnace 7 times more.Than it was usually heated.
又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将沙特拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。
He commanded certain valiant warriors who were in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in order to cast them into the furnace of blazing fire.
所以王非常的生气。
So he was really, really angry.
圣经里面说他的脸都变了色。
And the Bible said his facial expression was altered.
所以他吩咐人把这个火窑的热度把它增加七倍。
So he ordered to heat up the furnace 7 times more.
然后把他们捆绑起来扔在这个火窑里面。
Tie them up and throw them in.
所以当他们被扔在火窑里面的时候。
So as they were thrown into the furnace.
然后圣经这么记载说。
The Bible recorded.
王说看啊我见有四个人并没有捆绑在火中游行也没有受伤那第四个的相貌好像神子。
He said, look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm, and the appearance of the fourth is like the son of the gods.
所以王感到非常的惊奇。
So he was very, very surprised.
为什么火窑中不是三个人的为什么有四个人
How come there are not three in the furnace, but four?
原本有三个人扔在火窑中的沙特拉和米撒、亚波尼哥他们是被捆绑起来的。
Originally, as the three were thrown in, they were tied.
但是他看到在火窑中的三个人没有被捆绑住。
But yet, when he saw what's happening in the furnace, they were not tied.
然后王还看到另外一个人
and he saw a fourth one.
而且他的相貌好像神子一样
and his appearance is like the son of the gods.
那么到底这个好像神子一样的人到底他是谁呢
So who is this fourth one?
那么其实这个神子就是耶稣基督
and he is actually Jesus Christ.
那么旧约圣经里面有不少的地方提到耶稣基督
Actually, in the Old Testament, there were quite a few passages that talk about Jesus Christ.
这个是其中之一。
This is one of them.
所以在主耶稣还没有道成肉身来到这个世上之前。
Before Jesus became man and come to earth.
然后旧约圣经里面有好多地方就已经谈到这位耶稣基督。
The Old Testament has mentioned about this Jesus Christ in several places.
所以当沙特拉、米撒跟亚伯尼哥被扔在这个火窑里面的时候
So when Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego was thrown into the furnace.
然后主耶稣与他们同在。
Jesus Christ the Lord was with them.
神没有离弃他们。
God did not depart from them.
就如希伯来书第13章第5到第6节所说
Just as it was said in Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So we confidently say, The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?
沙特拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥没有被火烧死。
Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego was not burned by the fire.
然后反而让尼布甲尼撒王经历到这位永恒的神。
And instead, they allowed King Nebuchadnezzar to experience God.
然后王突然间醒悟过来。
So the king was one, was all of a sudden enlightened.
尼布甲啊、尼布甲尼撒王说撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍弃以己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。
Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who put their trust in him, violating the king's command and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own god.
那么请注意这节经文后半句。
Please focus on the later part of this verse.
他们不遵王命，舍弃己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。
Violating the king's command and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own god.
所以撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥将自己完全的摆上来顺服神。
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, obey God completely, and they even, yielded up their bodies.
所以王除了说这位神是值得我们称颂的。
So this king, besides saying that this God is worthy of our praise,
他还下令所有的人不可以榜读撒德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥的神。
And he also warned the others that they better not be say talking bad about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
然后如果有任何人榜读他们的神的话，
And if anybody who talk bad about their God,
他们将会被处死，而且他们的房屋变成废墟。
They will be put to death and their property, their home, will become rotten land.
那么后来我们也知道王把这三位他们的在神的位把他们升高。
And we know that later, the king also promoted them.
所以处在这个迫害当中的时候。
So when you're in the midst of persecution.
让我们来再看这段经文。
Let us look at this scripture again.
那么撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒王啊，这件事我们不必回答你。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter.
然后即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，既或不然。王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
无论神拯救或不拯救他们。
Either God save or not save them.
那么撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼干、尼哥已经决心要顺服神。
Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had already made a decision to obey God.
这个是值得你跟我学习的。
And this is something that you and I must learn.
思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us meditate on today's message.
让我们学习这个撒德拉、米撒还有尼加尼哥的这个榜样。
Let us learn from the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他们的顺服是没有条件的。
Their obedience is without condition.
无论神拯救他们或不拯救他们，他们已经决定要顺服神。
Whether God deliver them or not deliver them, they have already decided they will obey God.
这个是我们应当学习的。
And this is something we should learn.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
帮助我们学习他们的榜样。
Help us to learn from their example.
亲爱的父神，求你怜悯我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please have mercy on us.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
求你增加我们的信心。
Please help us grow our faith.
让我们在任何的情况里面仍然顺服你。
Help us in no matter what situation we're in, that we will obey you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.